WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, as we get set for the day here in southwest Wisconsin. It's very frigid, 10 degrees below zero. The forecast for today, the new one, is coming up in just a bit after our ABC News update at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The judge told President Trump, not so fast. A federal judge in Seattle imposed a temporary restraining order against Trump's bid to redefine what's called birthright citizenship, long guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown.
The court saw the seriousness and the urgency of the complaints and requests for a temporary restraining order brought by the state of Washington, Oregon, Arizona, and Illinois. And are thrilled.
The president says they'll appeal. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner told ABC News his office is exploring possible state charges against some of the January 6th insurrectionists President Trump pardoned or commuted their sentences. A judge still has to approve, but Purdue Pharma and the founding Sackler family agreed to an increased settlement amount of $7.5 billion to settle opioid lawsuits. This is ABC News. President Trump ordered 1,500 active-duty military personnel to help out at the southern border. Not a lot of action there.
Over the last year, we have seen a considerable drop. Now, some of that was forced. There was a border security bill that was in place, had bipartisan support. It obviously didn't work out. So then we had to see the president step in and put in, strict measures back in June. And that really is what impacted, what we are seeing now. The apprehension numbers are low.
ABC's Maria Villarreal. Coming up for auction at Christie's, the 14-carat solid gold spike President Warren G. Harding drove into the final coupling of the Alaska Railroad in 1923. The ceremonial 5.5-inch spike has been in private hands outside Alaska ever since. Looking to bring the artifact home, the Anchorage Museum and Alaska Railroad will be participating in the bidding, which opens on Friday. The spike is valued at up to $50,000. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high temp today of around 21 degrees. Looks like south winds will be at around 10 miles per hour. There could be some late afternoon flurries. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some flurries possible, a low of 15, 34 for Saturday with scattered flurries, stray flurries early Saturday night, and a low of 10, 26 for a high on Sunday with lots of sun, and Monday near 40 with a small chance of snow showers overnight. In Richland Center, currently the air is calm after a midnight reading of minus 6. Our temp has fallen to the current reading. It is 11 below zero today at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is Friday. Good morning. Today is the 24th of January.
I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear.
We start the day in a positive way, Alan Jackson and Amazing Grace. Before that, a national anthem, the traditional played by Leonard Slotkin and the orchestra. And here we are together again, 9 minutes after five. Phil Nee with you on the old Light in the Milk House show. It seems like my basketball game just ended. We've had some late ones recently. Here we are together again. It is Friday. So prop yourself up and get the coffee brewing and get settled in for today, January 24th, and we will tell you all about it, including a nice Bucks win last night. They have won four in a row. Details when we look at sports in about 10 minutes. Here is Mark Chestnut.
Girls go by, but none have been right up until today. I would never settle down, but you keep coming around, and your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Got here just in time. Your love. Visible, even to a heart that's blind like mine. Out in the wildlife, a lot of people telling lies, looking right in your eyes, and up until tonight, I was always on the prowl, but now
around, settling down, 'cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual, stands the test of time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible, even to a heart that's blind like mine. What you're doing to me, everyone can see that you're everything I need. 'Cause your love is a miracle, it's spiritual, got here just in time. Your love is a miracle, it's visible, even to a heart that's blind like mine.
Same old job, tired of fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go, I'd never get as far as Mexico. I've even learned to speak the language some, down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this gold sun in Mexico. I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico. That's the way it goes. He's got you, I've got Mexico. But I'm eating right and I'm living good, I'm doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico.
Eddie Raven on WRCL, and I Got Mexico. A couple of Red Cross blood drives are going on today, one from 9 to 3 at Sauk County Public Health in Baraboo, the other from noon until 4, that's at the Christian Fellowship Church in Black Earth. By calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, you can make an appointment, or go online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Going on this weekend, Community Players Trivia Night with Dave Tim returns Saturday night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Multiple questions in several categories are planned. The use of cell phones or other resources will be strictly forbidden, but teams can buy a limited number of free answers when they're stuck. The cost is $30 for a team of up to six people. Registration at the door begins at 6:15, and the competition gets underway at 7. For more information, call or text 608-647-0124. And it should be a fun night of trivia coming up Saturday night at the Phoenix Center. The Riverdale Communities Education Foundation 2025 Winter Carnival is coming up Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Free games, bounce houses, face painting, prizes, concessions, bounce house wristbands just $10. Bounce houses provided by Thunder Showers LLC. Free admission. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, and neighbors, stop by and see the kids have a great time and enjoy some great food as well. With all proceeds going to the Riverdale Communities Education Foundation. The 2025 Winter Carnival is Saturday from 11 until 3 at Riverdale Elementary School. Everyone from all area districts will be welcome.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
This month at Quail Run, the flavors are off the charts. Try the Burnt and Dip Burger, a juicy 1/3 pound patty with provolone cheese and mouth-watering burnt and dip, served with chips. This week's special is a taco panini, packed with all the taco goodness you love, served with crispy chips. Don't forget this Saturday soup served all day to warm you up. And mark your calendar for Sunday the 26th, when Quail Run serves their famous broasted chicken. Finish off your meal with Amber's decadent Buckeye cheesecake. She's turned those irresistible peanut butter balls into a cheesecake dream. Quail Run, where every meal is a celebration. Join them at Quail Run for a taste of something special.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone. An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. River Valley held on for an exciting 49-48 girls basketball win over Dodgeville last night in a game heard on WRCO Radio. The Blackhawks held the lead at the end, though Dodgeville made it close with a three-point bucket and a steal at the end. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Prairie du Chien 58 and Richland Center 12, a victory for Platteville over Lancaster 56-51. Boys basketball last night, Weston got the win against Lafarge 73-67. Also in final scores from last night that we have, West Salem over Viroqua 98-67 and victory for Wonewoc Center over Nisida 41-37, Mineral Point 86, Boscobel 38. It was a win for Cuba City over Riverdale last night. Royal got the win against Hillsboro as well, and it was also Lansing Key, Iowa 65-32 over DeSoto among the games. The Milwaukee Bucks were stranded in New Orleans amid a historic snowstorm for so long that they got to know the staffers working in their hotel. They finally got back to Milwaukee less than 3 hours before the start of their Thursday night game. Then they calmly trounced the Miami Heat 125-96 for their fifth consecutive victory. Now they prepare to board a flight Friday morning to begin a four-game trip that starts Saturday against the Los Angeles Clippers. Elsewhere, San Antonio beat Indiana 140-110, Portland 101, Orlando 79, Toronto 122, Atlanta 119, Dallas over Oklahoma City 121-115, Denver 132, Sacramento 123, the Lakers 117, Boston 96, Golden State 131, Chicago 106, and the Clippers got the win against Washington 110-93. Maryland knocked off Illinois last night in college men's basketball 91-70. And that is an update on sports.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
It's a chilly 11 below zero. I don't think it was supposed to get this cold, did you? I was thinking it was single digits above zero, but clearly as I was motoring home last night, the old vibe thermometer said at that time it was about 2 above zero, and I said, well, it's going to get down there tonight. And it did. Well, let's warm up our toes if we can with the aerobic polka.
Molly B in the band, she's got a Polish boyfriend, and turned that into a polka right there, indeed. Like the Melkow Show from WRCO.
Go. That evening about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Finn played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. Sing. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and he knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, a bouncing down high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear talk, you could hear it sing. Late in the evening, bouncing down high on the hill and above the town, on the fiddle played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You'd hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Ricky Skaggs and the band, all about Uncle Penn. Farm news and markets coming up. Ooh, it's 12 below zero. Here's Patsy Cline.
I fall to pieces each time I see you again.
Thank you for joining us here on Light in the Milk House Friday. The forecast calls for a high of 21, so we're going to turn those numbers around a little later on. A small chance of flurries this afternoon. Tonight, a low of 15, 34 Saturday with scattered flurries in the afternoon, and Sunday 26 with lots of sunshine. Right now, 12 degrees on the minus side of zero.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral, supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Many producers have taken advantage of the recent rally. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A marketing expert says many producers have been taking advantage of a recent rally. John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing says USDA's January supply and demand report triggered many corn and soybean sales.
Bringing that corn carry out down to 1.54 billion bushels, and that was a big chop, and that was the largest yield reduction on a January report in history. Now, the markets reacted very nicely to that.
Heinberg says the corn market still has some opportunities for farmers.
Maybe some of that upward momentum is starting to slow here, but you know, at least we've got some friendly numbers, and if guys still got some bushels, there's an opportunity to maybe move a few here and, you know, reward this rally.
Heinberg says weather in South America is slowing the harvest and supporting our soybean prices.
Now, we've had a couple other things the last couple of days. There's just some bigger events. China's looking at some restrictions on some quality standards in terms of Brazilian beans. So that's given us a little support in the market. I think that's more of a temporary thing.
Heinberg says President Trump's freeze on regulatory issues put the 45Z tax credits on the back burner, and that's having a negative impact on the soybean oil market. Officials say biofuels are cutting emissions in more than just truck fleets. Brownfield's Jared White has more from the 2025 Clean Fuels Conference.
Bailey Arnold with the Michigan Advanced Biofuels Coalition says biodiesel use is increasing in shipping fleets in the Great Lakes.
We've worked very closely with the Port of Detroit, and they actually just did a study, and they actually found that biodiesel was the simplest strategy that they could implement today to help decarbonize the port.
Lisa Colicchio with Metrolink, the nation's third largest passenger rail service, tells Brownfield their entire fleet of 55 locomotives now runs completely on renewable diesel.
It just works. There are no issues. In fact, during the beta test, our operations crew didn't even tell some of the engineers that there was a different fuel in the tank. The engineers didn't even know that they weren't running petroleum products in the train.
Officials with Clean Fuels Alliance America say rail and maritime use are poised to be leading growth sectors for the biofuels industry. In San Diego, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Wisconsin has gained another seat on the House Committee on Agriculture. Newly elected Republican Tony Weed from DePere represents Wisconsin's 8th District. He was welcomed to the committee during Thursday's House Ag Committee Organization meeting by Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson. Weed joins 3rd District Republican Derek Van Orden on the committee. Before Van Orden joined the Ag Committee in 2023, the last Wisconsin representative on the committee was 8th District Republican Reed Ribble from 2013 to 2016. Illinois has the most representation on the House Ag Committee, with 2 Republicans and 3 Democrats. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day with more business, and cash hogs were steady to firm at the close. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash Cattle Country had a light trade in all three major feeding areas on Thursday. Northern dress business in Nebraska was reported at 322. A very light trade in the southern area was noted at fully steady at 201. Asking prices remain firm around 202 plus in the south and 323 plus in the north. At the Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska this week, feeder steers and heifers traded unevenly steady compared to the most recent sale. USDA says total receipts were up on the week and sharply higher year over year. Demand was good with several buyers and an active internet bidding. Feeder supply included 79% steers and 73% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 700 to 741 pounds, brought 299 to 321. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 604 to 648 pounds, sold for $295.50 and $319. Boxed beef was mixed at the close with choice down 73 cents at $333.41 and select up 134 at $319.38. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to firm with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers at those major markets should now have their near-term needs pretty much covered for the rest of the week, especially after strong business that occurred on Wednesday. The cutout value closed modestly lower, falling below the five-day average. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 3 cents with a base range of $71 to $81. Butcher hogs were mostly steady at the Midwest cash markets on Thursday. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady at 37 to 49. Barrels and gilts were ranging from 46 to 56. Pork values were lower at the close, down 44 cents at 90.39. Estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were down sharply on fund and technical liquidation, despite another round of steady to higher direct business. Lean hog futures were mostly lower on spread trade and the drop in cattle, largely ignoring the cash and wholesale trade during the session. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgriAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up, keeping an eye on weather issues in parts of South America. March beans were 9.5 higher at 1065.5. May was up 9.5 at 1077.75. March corn was 5.5 higher at 489.75. May was up 5.25 at 499.25. Live and feeder cattle were higher, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business and Friday's on feed report. February live was up $1.05 at $201.10. April was 95 higher, $200.72. March feeders were $1 higher at $274.07. And hogs were mixed with USDA's red meat production numbers out after the close. February was up 65 at $82.12. April was down 7 at $87.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Food waste can't be eliminated, but it could be reduced. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. There are plenty of good reasons for society to work harder at reducing food waste. Brian Rowe, an ag economist at The Ohio State University, has spent a lot of time on the issue.
When you try to solve food waste, you get a threefold benefit from doing that. You can address issues of food security, you can address issues of financial waste and efficiency, and you can address issues of environmental and resource burden.
Did you catch how Rowe worded that? Try to solve food waste? He allows that the situation can be improved, but elimination of the problem is most unlikely.
There are lots of people saying we should have zero waste, which is a great concept in general, but economists also know that perfection is also very costly and difficult to achieve. And so finding that sweet spot, we definitely have too much waste, but trying to find exactly where and which places to push on and to try to improve on is something that hopefully economists can help direct society to find the places that we can make the biggest bang for the buck, if you will, in terms of addressing food waste and do the most good for the most people.
Rowe was among several presenters in a recent webinar put on by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. I link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
The Ag Secretary nominee answers a dairy good question. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The person likely to lead the USDA under President Trump is a supporter of whole milk in American diets. During the Senate confirmation hearing for USDA Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins, Senator and Dr. Roger Marshall poured himself a glass of milk and asked Rollins if she agreed that whole milk is the most nutritious drink known to humankind and belongs in school lunches. Rollins told the senator she learned from her mother.
Senator, I don't know that you have met my mom yet, but this is all we had in our refrigerator growing up, not anything else, just whole milk. She is absolutely never going to let us forget this, the fact that this is coming up. But yes, this hits home to me very, very quickly.
Marshall supports Congressman Glenn G.T. Thompson's Whole Milk for Healthy Kids legislation and encouraged Rollins to help bring whole milk back to school if confirmed as Ag Secretary. The USDA says the December 2024 dairy cow slaughter was 224,500 head. That's up 14,200 from November, but down 200 from December of 2023. The preliminary annual total of 2.725 million head dropped 350,000 from the previous year. Cash dairy prices were steady to higher except for butter Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 70 cents, but no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 4.5 cents to 182, three sales recorded. Cheese barrels went up a penny to 182 with two sales. Butter dropped a penny to 251 and a quarter, but they had four sales. Non-fat dry milk was unchanged at 135 and a quarter, but no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Good morning. A high today of 21 degrees. Some flurries possible later on in the day, early evening maybe. A low of 15 tonight. Saturday, 34 with scattered flurries. Saturday night, stray flurries early, a low of 10. And Sunday, lots of sunshine and seasonal, a high of 26. A high near 40 coming up for Monday. And again, a little bit of a surprise this morning to rise and shine and find the sub-zero temps. 11 below zero here at the WRCO studios. So it'll wake you up, that's for sure. Warmer weather this weekend, though, the promise of that, and just the weekend in general. Even though it's Friday already, it seems like, especially with that real bitter cold to begin the week and now to end the week, it seems like the week maybe has drug on a little bit there. We'll give you some tunes. Keep those chores going this morning. This is old Conway Twitty.
Lord, she needs someone to hold her when she cries. She packed her few belongings, left a note, and now she's gone. And I can't stand to think of her out there so all alone. As soon as she's gone far enough to know she's out of sight, she'll pull off the highway and she'll cry. And she needs someone to hold her when she cries. Someone who really understands the way she feels inside. When her heart breaks, the tears won't stop, no matter how she tries. And she needs someone to hold her when she cries. I don't blame her for leaving, Lord, she didn't want to go. But she thinks I don't love her or need her anymore. I've driven her into a world as dark and cold as ice, with no one there to hold her when she cries. And she
a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Oh, guitar, then you took me to St. Louis later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She
she raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me. Now I taught to weeping willow how to cry, 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 and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
John Cash on WICO Radio. Tony's weather is coming up here right around the bend. Good luck getting there today.
Well, when I was just a little bitty kid, I remember one time Mama said that he sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown when my daddy didn't spend some time at home. Still run around the country that away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield. Light. I got a sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Atlanta. I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight. Long strips of rubber that you see were burned off this rick by the likes of me. They'll rot along the highways in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in that diesel smoke and let the ones that come along behind me choke and beat this pace I'm ascending any time they can. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a-wanting to see in Memphis tonight. I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight. This rig through sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. And on down that old Pacific shore, swing north and run for Baltimore, somewhere about 2,000 miles away. Whoa, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm wanting to see in Nashville. I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight. Yeah, I'm down around Dallas and roll on south tonight.
Del Reeves looking at the world through a windshield. Maybe seeing some snow down there in some of those southern states as well. We're up a couple of degrees from the overnight low, minus 10 here at the studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer today. It's a bundle-up morning, that's for sure. Tony's weather is next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Found the perfect home, but it needs a little work? A renovation loan can help you turn that fixer-upper into your dream home. With a renovation loan, you can finance both the purchase price and the cost of repairs or upgrades in one convenient mortgage. Whether it's updating the kitchen, fixing the roof, or creating your ideal living space, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help. Call us today at 738-8765 to learn more and see if you qualify. Let's build your dream home together. The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you create the home you've always wanted.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all-new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quite the chilly start across the area with some spots below zero, but we should see a little bit of a rebound today with sunshine in the morning and that south wind developing, but still ending up slightly below normal. A weak weather system will slide through late today and tonight could bring us a couple of snow flurries. The better chance of a half inch or so of snow will stay over the north half of Wisconsin. Otherwise, breezy and warmer tomorrow. Sunday will be just slightly cooler, but more sunshine expected. Monday looks like another warmer day as Pacific air flows in. Now, there will be another front coming through Monday night into early Tuesday. Could provide a couple of snow showers. Slightly cooler air moving in Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday. Another weather system sliding north of us Tuesday night, early Wednesday could deliver some scattered light snow. Again, the best chance of an inch or two will be over the northern tip of Wisconsin. Temperatures do look colder as we head toward Thursday. Here's how that forecast shapes up for today. Cool with some morning sunshine, then clouds moving in by the afternoon. Small chance of flurries toward the late afternoon with a high of 21, south wind around 10. Mostly cloudy tonight with some flurries possible, low about 15 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer. Scattered flurries may return later in the afternoon with a high of 34. Southwest wind becoming westerly, 12 to 22. Saturday night, couple of flurries early, then partial clearing and brisk, low near 10. On Sunday, lots of sunshine and seasonal, the high near 26 degrees. Monday, partly sunny and rather mild, low 18, high of 39. Small chance of snow showers coming up Monday night. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of snow showers in the morning. High temperature 33. We have another chance of snow showers late Tuesday night into Wednesday. Wednesday's high 25. Thursday, some sunshine with a high of 18 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
11 degrees below zero here at the studios. 21 was the midnight reading yesterday. That was midnight going into yesterday, and that was the high for the date. No precipitation. Also, record high was set on January 24th of 1981 when we hit 59 degrees. Record low, 24 below zero in 1936. Last year's high was 38 below 33. Sunset will happen at 3 minutes after 5 tonight. This morning, sunrise time, 7:24. We have a south-southeast wind, just around 1 to 2 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.14. No precip today. It was 6 below at midnight. Right now, 11 degrees below zero.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths, by the Homesteaders Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions, and services delivered with integrity and professionalism, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. About a dozen new fires started Thursday across Southern California. Most were quickly contained, but strong winds continue this morning.
Southern California is again a powder keg, howling Santa Ana winds and bone-dry conditions, fueling